But Luke White from the Carndonagh Club from Inishowen can bring Donegal back into this game. Wicklow have seven players on the line. Here comes White, throws it hard, yes. It's in the back of the net. Donegal have got the goal. It came off the hurl of the goalkeeper, went into the top corner, and a lifeline for Mickey McCann's side with about 40 seconds left. There's 2 points in it. It's a 23-21, and we need another one of those, Eugene.
Oh, absolutely. Just win this puck out. I don't care how to do it. Win the puck out and put it straight back in on top of Richie Ryan again.
So we're going to have 30 seconds to go by the time this ball comes back into play. McNally is certainly going to take his time with the puck out. The referee's indicating to work away. So then, it goes long. Whoever wins this is going to be key. The break is there. The ball spills. I think it's in the grasp of a Donegal man. It's on the ground. Yeah, it's a free for Donegal.
Line on the ball,
15
absolutely.
15 seconds to go. Is there another goal in Donegal? The Wicklow man won't release the ball. The referee might bring it forward. And up comes Luke White again. Luke White's going to take this free. A goal and 2 points for the keeper. He is standing 50 metres out from his own post. The referee is going to give Donegal one more chance. Luke White pumps it forward. There has to be a goal here to win it for Donegal at the death. Up goes the hurdles. Donegal have it. It's blocked down. It comes across the face of goal. The chase is on by Oisin Marley. It goes out over the line. It's going to be a wide. We've played 20 seconds over the three allotted minutes. Wicklow still have the advantage by 2 points. And maybe that is going to be the game all over when it comes back into play, Eugene.
Yeah, I think so. We're gone 30 seconds past now. I think this puck out is going to seal it. Oh.
Yeah, and Conor McNally is going to take his time with this, but we expect the full-time whistle to be blown by the referee, James Clark from Cavan. McNally is going to send it back into play. Here it comes. There's the final whistle. It's all over. And Wicklow are the 2023 Nicky Rackard champions and will make the step up to the Christie Ring, all coming about on a final scoreline of beating Donegal 120-312. A 2-point win for Wicklow. Donegal getting a goal late in the game to bring it back to a 2-point match. But listen, it was a, I know it's an old cliche, it was a game of two halves. It was all Donegal in the first half. Maybe they should have been further in front. They led at the break 2-8-10. It was a 4-point advantage. There were six up at one stage. There could have been a few more converted scores because they had seven wides in that opening half. But full credit to Wicklow, they were a different team in the latter half. Donegal couldn't find the same momentum. They knew to close out Ronan McDermott. They knew to win the midfield battles. And Wicklow taking the win by 2 points. And they are the champions, Eugene.
Yeah, they are. Like, you know, if the game was over at half-time, Donegal would have been deservedly champions. But look, Wicklow made the changes where they needed to make them. They upped their intensity. They upped their work rate. They went more direct with ball at Donegal. And look, over the scale of it, they're probably just are about deserving winners. But look, there's some huge performances there for Donegal today. Luke White and goals. Padraig Doherty was outstanding. Danny Cullen covered every inch of this ground. Ronan McDermott for large parts of that game was fantastic, like, you know. But hats off, you know, Christy Moore.
The subs made a huge difference in this game for Wicklow.
Did it? What did it contribute? 4 or 5 points there in the second half. Plus, Christy Moorhouse was very, very good at centre forward. But
Moorhouse will probably get man of the match.
I would assume so. I would assume for his performance overall today. You know, he kept him in the first half from freeze and from play and then took the game to Donegal in the second half. Look, it's very disappointing for Donegal today, but look, they put in a fine performance.
Yeah, they put in a fine performance. On the occasion, we questioned at the start of the game, would the occasion matter and would it get to the young boys? That wasn't the case, so it wasn't.
No,
Donegal were off to a flying start, so they were.
There were Rory Campbell there at the start and kind of Gartlett, Liam McKinney, like, you know, Liam didn't get the chances from the freeze today. I think he hit two or three frees today is all he got. Look, it was a very clean game, a very flowing game. You know, the opportunities weren't there for him today. But look, they'll learn from this experience and they'll bounce back again, and I don't think they'll be too far away next year again.
Yeah, disappointment for Donegal today. What about some of the older players that have hung around and stuck with Mickey McCann? Is there another year left in a few of the older guys? And obviously the boys that we're talking about here would be the likes of Danny Cullen, and also in there as well, who didn't feature today, was a huge miss, was Declan Coulter. Is there another year in the likes of Declan Coulter?
I would say Declan's in great shape, even looking at him down there. Danny Cullen had a fantastic performance there today, sweeping across in front of the full back line. You know, plenty of hurling in them. They look after themselves well. I don't see why they won't stay around next year.
Yeah. And them players were missed today, because when you come to an All-Ireland final, you need the likes of Coulter, you need Darren Malija, Bernard Lafferty, as an old man, has been round the block and has a couple of All-Irelands. He wouldn't have minded another one today. He was injured and he wasn't able to take part in this game. We see that his leg strapped down there as well, sort of. So you need, when you come to this stage of the competition, you need everybody fit, so you do, Eugene.
You do. You need your best players. You need your experienced players. You know, just know how to win a ball when it needs to be won, or knows how to making the right decisions at the right times. Like, you know, it's just very, very unlucky for him, the injuries they picked up so close to the final. Yeah. You know.
So then we started our broadcast today here from Croke Park, giving you a history lesson where 100 years ago, back in 1923, Donegal played their first ever championship game at Croke Park when they lost in the All-Ireland semi-final heavily to Limerick. 100 years on, Donegal, unfortunately, in their fifth Nicky Rackard decider, are on the wrong end of the result. They've lost out to Wicklow today by just 2 points. It's finished Donegal 3-12. The winners, Wicklow, 1-20. Wicklow are lifting the cup. Donegal will be disappointed and dejected. They're on the pitch there. They're watching the celebrations from a Wicklow point of view. We're going to try and get some reaction from that Donegal camp for you shortly. Thanks to Eugene Organ for his contribution today on commentary, and thanks as well to Martin Gallen and everyone in Galloway who supported us in bringing you commentary from this All-Ireland final. As we hand you back to the studio, hopefully we'll get reaction for you shortly.